Let's all stand for the reading of God's holy word. As we continue with the series adapted from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s sermon, and I believe probably the most significant sermon for people that he ever preached. For as he said in his introductory remarks, that he was a gospel preacher first. This sermon is really not towards civil rights, even though this was a part of his DNA, this was his calling. And I thank God that God called him to do so, because, and at the time he did it, because I have not experienced the life of my ancestors. It was rough back then, and I'm glad I did not experience it, to be quite frank with you. And thank God for raising up a man of God, a prophet of God. Think about it. I believe the only black man on the mall is a Baptist preacher. I'm sure Frederick Douglass is up there somewhere, but not like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., an ordained Baptist preacher, a son of preachers, that God, that is God. And Dr. Billy Graham, who did not want to be put on the mall, and that's one of the reasons why I believe he should be up there too, because God raised both of them up to change this nation. And it doesn't matter whether you like them or not. God used them mightily, and they spoke with authority. And one of the sad things that we have in our society is that we don't have a preacher who speaks with authority. Because see, contrary to what some people believe, everything is under God. You can't just have God in the church. You've got to have God in the world, man. Because if you don't have the good of the church coming out into the world, you're going to have chaos in the world, and it's going to, and then if you have sin in the church, and the church is known as hypocrites and phonies, then we're going to have the mess we're in right now. We're going to be under the rebuke and chastisement of the Lord. And there is collateral damage as well. So you need a man of God who not only speaks in the church and to church folks. May God help us. You say, well, I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a pastor. We understand all of that. But Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was first and foremost a pastor. He was a man of the people. But yet he shook kingdoms. He shook the most powerful nation of the world with the words that God gave him. And may I say, both Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and you know it's true, and Dr. Billy Graham, they had a unique way, a unique God-given way to express themselves. You can't touch it. You can't match it. Dr. King came from the South. Dr. Graham came from the South, but he was up in the hills with the hillbillies. And he had a unique voice. Someone said, I was invited to his funeral, and someone told me that it was a God-given thing. God-given. Same thing for Dr. King. God-given, man. You can't duplicate that, what he had. He spoke with authority and in a unique way that no preacher has been able to touch. No preacher has been able to touch the way these men spoke in American history. And there are some great ones. We have great gifts and talents. Glory be to God. So that's one thing God wanted me to tell you. And I'm just passing on what God wants me to tell you now. The other thing that God wanted me to tell you right from Jump Street has nothing to do with this sermon, this message, per se. And that is, as the Dottie Peoples has sung so wonderfully, and the way she sung it, just the way she sung it and the way the choir sung it and the what they call a choral. And she sung it in a way, I can listen to it all day, that it shows doom coming if you don't get your house in order. The song expresses that. And this sermon from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. fits with that song and fits with our theme this month. Get your house in order and prepare to meet your God. So please understand me very clearly. If you're not saved already, if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get your house in order and prepare to meet your God. Because you may die soon. And there are many ways for you to die now. And if you die, God told me to tell you that if he will allow you to die because of your sins on this earth, he will allow you to go to hell to burn forever. Now, I said allow. He's not going to put you in hell. You're going to put yourself there because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So right at the outset, I'm going to give you an opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can be saved from the burning hell and have a home in heaven when you die. So right now, dear friend, based upon the love of God, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand that you are a sinner. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. We die not because of the coronavirus. We die not because of cancer. We die not because of a car crash. We die because of our sin, our sinful nature, which is a sin factory, and our sinful choices. (Clears throat) Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. So you need to accept the fact that you are a sinner on your way to a devil's hell. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Except the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, wherefore if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Dear friend, hell is bad news. Hell is sad. Hell is bad. Hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. As I have shared with you moments ago, Jesus Christ said the most loving, most wonderful, most important words ever said to mankind. When he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, normally I do not share the gospel in full like this until the end of the message. But while I was in the back getting ready, God told me just go ahead on and preach the gospel right from the outset. I don't know why he told me that. But you have an opportunity now to be saved wherever you are in the world. I don't know if it's because you were going to die before I finished the message or what. But he wanted me to tell you this right from the jump, as we say. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. He died for all of our sins. John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. He is the sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for the sins of the entire world. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in his sight. Now that's love for you. If you have never seen love in your life, look at the cross of Christ. God dying for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Now, Jesus did not do that for nothing. He did it to save your soul from hell forever. That's how much he loves you. And he's waiting on you. God is waiting on you right now, for the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, take advantage of what Jesus Christ has done for you. Get your house in order and prepare to meet your God. Pray and ask him to save you today, to come into your heart. Call on his name, for the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to save you. Call on his name, and he will save your soul from hell. If he can save me, a preacher-hating, church folk-hating person, I could not stand going to church. I could not stand my dad, who was a preacher. And by him being a popular preacher, he crimped my style. And so I had to be worse than the worst. And so if God can save me through faith in Christ, some 42 years ago, from my jam boogie lifestyle, where I was only concerned about running women and partying, had no concern about heaven or hell, didn't even know I was going to hell. That's the danger of living without this knowledge. So many people go to hell and they don't even know they're going to hell. That's why I preach on it every day. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray this prayer in sincerity, or don't pray it at all. It's up to you. God is not going to make you get saved, and I can't make you get saved. All I know is while I was in the back, God told me to tell you this right from Jump Street today, before I even got into the sermon. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and get saved today. I don't know why he led me to do this, but I know he has a reason. So if you want to pray the sinner's prayer with me and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart in none other than Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. Let's do that right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, as your word says. I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have indeed lied before. I've stolen things before from my own family members. I have lusted in my heart after people and things. I have disobeyed my parents and dishonored my parents. I've dishonored your holy name by taking your holy name in vain. And as you know, Holy Father God, I have sinned against you in many other ways. I've done evil in your sight, and I am guilty. And I understand now that I deserve to go to hell for breaking your commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for my sins. Was buried and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul today from the hell that I deserve to the heaven that I don't deserve. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil life and my evil ways and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and now, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ today, that he suffered and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God, you have believed in Jesus Christ and you have believed in his gospel. Please allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com. And read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you received him as your Savior, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. God has given me a certain assignment for some reason today. I have a full message from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to preach to you, but he is giving me the direction and leadership to just go ahead on and leave it at that today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, may God bless you and may God keep you. Is my prayer. For those of you who are saved now, make sure you pray without stop, without ceasing. And make sure you read the Word of God and grow thereby. And don't forget to get my free book, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. I'm ready to preach. I have the message in front of me. And I look forward to preaching, but God wants me to just deal with that for some reason. He told me in the back, tell the folks two things. I told you the first thing, and the second thing is to get your house in order and prepare to meet your God. And he told me to preach the gospel right from the beginning. And that's what I've done, and while I was preaching it, he began to work on my heart to close it out. And so I'm going to be obedient. I feel great by the grace of God. The message is great. I love this message by Dr. King because it was one of his few pastoral messages. Real preaching, as I call it, not a speech regarding civil rights. In fact, he made it clear at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church that I'm not here to give a speech, a civil rights speech. I'm here to preach the gospel. So this is very dear to my heart. And so if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll preach it tomorrow. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, let's pray our closing prayer as the music plays. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the gospel, the pure gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how that he died for our sins, was buried and rose on the third day. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and thank you for making the gospel clear to us today. Lord, I didn't know what kind of danger I was in growing up, but Lord, I know now I was on my way to hell. Thank you for answering my feeble prayer as a boy. Show me the light, and you showed me the light, and thank you for blessing me and using me to show others the light even today. Lord, I pray that millions would hear this message and get saved. For your glory, praise, and honor. And if you should tarry your coming and we live, Lord, you know I'm ready to preach. I like this message. I am thankful to you for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But for some reason, you have led me this way. Glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And help your people who are here with us today and those who will be with us on demand to pray without ceasing, to pray always, to continue instant in prayer, remembering the parable that you gave to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.